In this bulletin, Kelly Sloane is elected unopposed as leader of New South Wales Liberals. No consensus on major issues in the final days of the COP30 climate summit in Brazil. And in rugby union, the Wallabies turn to Carter Gordon to avert an historic European whitewash. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Kelly Sloane has been elected unopposed as the new leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party, completing a rapid rise less than 2 years before the next state election. The former TV presenter and Vaucluse MP replaces Mark Speakman, who quit on Thursday and backed her bid for the leadership. Conservative contender Alastair Henskins withdrew while Natalie Ward remains the deputy leader of the party. Ms Sloane, who is 52, entered Parliament in 2023 after a long media career and time leading the charity Life Education New South Wales. Her elevation comes as the Liberal Party struggles after federal losses and weak polling in New South Wales, with analysts warning simply changing leaders won't fix deeper issues. Ms Sloane will lead the coalition alongside new Nationals leader Gurmesh Singh ahead of the March 2027 election. Delegates at the COP30 climate summit in Belem are waiting for new draft texts as they fail to reach an agreement on divisive issues, including fossil fuels and climate finance. The Brazilian hosts of the two-week summit had hoped to secure approval for a deal, but countries continue to negotiate over the global goal on adaptation and four other contentious issues. There are fewer than 48 hours until the scheduled end of the summit to find a consensus, which Brazil has framed as a crucial step to ramping up climate action and demonstrating that there is broad support to accelerate turning decades of promises and pledges into concrete action. Climate policy expert Jennifer Morgan explains.
Right now in the talks, the Brazilian presidency is kind of having bilaterals with many different countries to see how to unlock the different sticking points that are there. For example, a key issue at this COP is how to close the ambition gap between what countries have pledged in their national plans and the 1.5 degree goal. And so that they're trying to now pull that together into a text that then countries can negotiate.
A fire earlier in the day had forced the evacuation of the COP30 venue, with officials now confirming the situation is under control and no injuries have been reported. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has arrived in South Africa for the G20 summit, the first to be held on African soil. Leaders are gathering in Johannesburg over this weekend to discuss climate-related disasters, debt relief for low-income nations, energy transition financing, and how producers can benefit from the global demand for critical minerals. Mr. Albanese says it is important for Australia to engage with its G20 partners.
Now, the G20 is such an important gathering. It's the most important gathering for which Australia is a member. It represents 85% of the global economy, 75% of global trade, and in addition to participating in the forums of the G20, I'll have important bilateral meetings with our trading partners.
However, several major figures will not be in attendance, including US President Donald Trump, who is boycotting the meeting after making discredited claims South Africa discriminates against its white citizens. Argentine President Javier Milei is also staying away, while Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not attend because of the International Criminal Court warrant over the war in Ukraine, and China will send Premier Li Qiang instead of President Xi Jinping. Australia's major airlines are tightening rules on power banks after a rise in lithium battery fires on flights. Virgin Australia will ban passengers from using power banks to charge phones and tablets from the 1st of December. Qantas, QantasLink and Jetstar are introducing the same rule from the 15th of December. Travellers on both airlines will be limited to two power banks, each under 160 watt hours. The batteries must be kept within reach in a seat pocket or under a seat, not in overhead lockers, except in some limited cases on Qantas flights. Both airlines say the changes follow a safety review and reflect growing global concern about battery fires. Virgin and Qantas say keeping devices close by allows crews to act quickly if something goes wrong. A review has been launched into the pepper spraying of an 87-year-old man at a nursing home in Sydney. New South Wales police say he was observed brandishing a metal ornament at the facility in Camden before officers arrived and deployed the capsicum spray. Assistant Commissioner Brett McFadden says the man is recovering after being taken to Campbelltown Hospital. He says the responding officers had little choice but to engage in the way they did.
These are very challenging circumstances, and this, I just wanted to emphasise, the conduct of this male is no way and reflects the individual, such as the insidious nature of dementia and the challenges it presents. Notwithstanding the age of the man, he still presented a threat to other patients, he still presented a threat to the staff and to the police, and I'm satisfied that the matter was resolved expeditiously.
To sport now, and in rugby, the Wallabies have recalled NRL recruit Carter Gordon to steer them against European champions France in Paris as the side chases a face-saving end to a bleak tour. After six losses in the past seven tests, including heavy defeats to England, Italy and Ireland, Wallabies coach Joe Schmidt is backing a now-fit Gordon to help avoid Australia's first four-test European whitewash in 67 years. Gordon, who returned to international rugby after a stint with the Gold Coast Titans, picked up a quad injury during his comeback test in Italy. Despite scoring a strong try in that match, he was sidelined for the 46-19 loss to Ireland, in which James O'Connor took charge. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.